is Thursday, March 28th of 2024 on this early and gonna be rainy day. From my long drive out to Sterling, which is part of, wow, long intro, Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! And good morning, everyone, and welcome to Guy's Daily Drive. Yeah, this is a... what's that? Nothing I need to worry about. Good. This is going to be as long of a Guy's Daily Drive as I want it to be, as long as I've got cell service going into Facebook, because I'm driving out to Sterling, which I was talking about in my preamble, or pre-ramble, I should say, before starting today's Guy's Daily Drive for various projects that I'm going to be working on. That I have been working on. So that's why I'm going all the way out to Sterling. I think it's going to be about an hour drive, maybe a little bit longer, depending on traffic. And in this area, who knows how long that's going to last. Something I wanted to talk about, come on, there you go, was the bridge disaster in Baltimore. And it seems like it doesn't matter how cut and dry something seems to be, where conspiracy theorists will figure out a way to just make it seem 20,000 times worse. So the facts, as I know them at this point, and of course, since it just happened a couple of days ago, there's a lot that still has yet to be discovered. There's probably a lot that they know that they're not talking about yet. But the basic facts, the reasonably indisputable facts of what happened, you had a cargo ship that was leaving the port of Baltimore, and used ferries, tugboats, to get it into the channel, the safe channel, to take it under the bridges and get it out to the river and then out to the sea. And it's something that happens all the time. Baltimore is a big and reasonably busy port. So this boat, it's a big boat, huge container ship, was in the channel. The tugboats left it to go on its own, and sometimes the tugboats stay with it to guide it, other times they don't. It's not like it's a big conspiracy when that happens, when the tugboats don't stay with the boat. It's not that big of a deal. So they left the boats, and come on, somebody just let him in. Good God. So they left the boat. The boat was on its own. It was coming up to the bridge. And as it was coming up to the bridge, it lost power. And the moment it lost power, it lost any way to steer itself. Now, normally, actually, in this case, I think there are people on the bow, and there are people on the stern of the boat by the anchors to release the anchors if there's a problem. And I have yet to hear whether the anchors were released or whether the order was given for the anchors to be released. But the momentum of the ship, and it was going roughly 8 knots at the time, the momentum of, and this is, again, this is a big ship, so it's not like you can put on the brakes and just make this boat stop. It doesn't work that way. Momentum. So it's moving along at 8 knots, loses power, loses its ability to steer, and it starts to drift to the left. And as it was drifting to the left, it was obvious that it was going to hit one of the main supports for this bridge. So they called out a mayday. And apparently they were able to stop traffic. I mean, this is like a slow-moving disaster. They were able to stop traffic on either side of the bridge. And unfortunately, it was also very early in the morning. It was like a little after, it was like between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning when all this was going down. So the boat's headed for, the boat is headed for this main pillar. And it's out of control. There's no way to steer the boat. So they're basically just holding on to see what's going to happen. And then at pretty much the last minute, they got power back on. And the moment power was back on, you could see smoke billowing out of one of the stacks as, I'm assuming, they were frantically trying to slow the boat down by putting the engines in reverse. I don't know how successful they were in slowing the boat down. From the graphs and charts that I've seen, not really very much. So they hit the pillar at about 7 knots, and it caused enough disruption that it basically, the whole bridge collapsed, because once that one support went out and part of the bridge fell, it kind of took the rest of the bridge with it at the same time. And the only casualty, now they did fish a lot of people out of the water, but the only casualties that I'm aware of, there weren't any cars or people in cars, were some guys on the bridge that were repairing potholes. So when the bridge collapsed, if they were on the bridge, they obviously went into the water. And at this point, there were 8 people missing and 6 people. 6 people are still missing. They recovered 2 bodies out of the water. So those are the essential facts of what happened with this bridge. Conspiracy theorists will tell you, no, there was, you know, this was an attack and on purpose, and you know, nefarious reasons and conspiracies and like, all kinds of nonsense. And you heard the same thing after 9/11. You hear the same thing after any disaster that isn't a natural disaster, like a hurricane or something along those lines. And sometimes it involves lasers, literally, charged energy weapons from space coming down and hitting the bridge to knock it down at the same time, or somebody swears as they were looking at the video that they saw explosives in each one of the pillars of this bridge, that it was time to have it fall when the boat hit. So, you know, it's like all this stuff. And they know nothing. There is nothing there to prove one way or another that their crazy theories have any basis in fact. Because, you know, I mean, I won't rule out anything, but if you're going to put out a crazy theory, at least have it grounded in enough reality to where it even sounds plausible. If you have to go to such extensive lengths as charged energy weapons and explosives at the other pillars just waiting for a big ship to hit it or hit a different pillar, then yeah, you know, seek help. You need help. And the people that they blame for these things are the usual suspects for crazy conspiracy theorists like this. And I'm not even going to go into all of the different groups that they claim were or could be or in their minds were responsible, because it's just more nonsense from people too stupid to know, or stupid enough that they should know better, and quite frankly should not be allowed to breed. You should not be allowed to have kids, because that's, to put that kind of poison in children's minds is just utter ridiculous. And it's a shame that people like that are raising kids in the world that we have today. Anyway, somewhat of a depressing guy's daily drive, I guess, but wanted to talk about that. And my usual outlets, which are things like Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices that he does on Tuesday nights. So I wasn't on it. I wasn't on it this week, but I am going to be on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS tonight, Thursday the 28th. I don't know if I'll get this out before that comes out. But if you just can't get enough guy, and you know who you are, crazy conspiracy theorists that you are, I will be on Dave Ginsburg's March 28th In Touch with iOS show, so check that out. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do so. It's so easy. You can do so by contacting me via email, guy@mymac.com. You can also reach me on most of the social media networks, X and Counter Social and Mastodon and Threads. Those are the four that I spend some time on, as well as Facebook, where I'm just me. Though I do have a Guy's Daily Drive, and I think a Vert Shark channel as well, so you can subscribe to those as well. I have a Vert Shark website that you can catch all of the odds and all of the vids, and I have a Vert Shark YouTube channel. Please like, share, and subscribe to that as well. Tell your friends about it. Have them like, share, and subscribe. That would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And I don't really push that very hard, the whole like, share. I mean, I mention it, but I'm not like so super desperate for people to join those channels that I'm pushing it like super hard. So, you know, you can do it if you want. You don't have to. You can find me in all of the various usual ways. Speaking of which, I do incur costs for doing all these things. So if you'd like, you can go to patreon.com/MacParrot. You can go to ko-fi.com/MacParrot. You can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacParrot. And make a little donation there. Greatly appreciated. It all goes towards supporting the channel. Channels, plural. Anyway, that is going to do it for today. Thank you. Thank all of you so very much, every single one of you, for joining me today on Guy's Daily Drive. It is greatly appreciated, and I will see all of you next time, right here, on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.